You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are doing, finally.
Finally, we're back. Finally.
AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vampire Diaries, Season 3, Episode 19, The Heart of Darkness. Now, before we get started, I want to thank you guys so much, because we're back on the top 10 of iTunes. Thank you.
Even when we're gone.
Yes. please, guys, keep it going. Comment on us, rate us, subscribe to us, download us, do all that stuff. You do it on the videos on YouTube. We appreciate that. But keep doing it on iTunes.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, unfortunately, we're missing some of the team.
I know.
So, David Scafillity and Brittany Brower. But we're going to have a great conversation here because I'm joined in studio by Sir Billy Nullis.
Hello.
And Miss Emily Harbour is back.
Hi.
Now,
I'm glad to be back.
You joined Coachella this weekend, and no Ian Somerhalder sighting.
I didn't see them. No. I saw some other TV stars.
But no Vampire Diaries stars.
But no. I saw both of them last year, but I didn't see them this year.
Mm.
There's a picture of them making out, though.
A little cool. And we're going to talk about speaking of making out.
We have a lot to talk about.
Foreshadowing.
Right.
Foreshadowing, exactly.
Well, so speaking of making out, let's get into the topics. Caroline and Tyler's back.
Tyler's back.
Lots of ups and downs with this.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the makeout scene, the sex in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Scene.
Love me some cave sex.
And apparently they do too.
Yeah, I guess.
Now here's the thing: at the beginning of the episode, Caroline comes in because they're doing this whole roaring. They're doing the whole dance of the decades,
right?
And her and Rebecca have a little tiff back and forth with each other. Caroline wanted to do the 70s. Rebecca wants to do the 20s. Rebecca takes over, and we find out Caroline let her do that to find the stake, which that wasn't even what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tricky.
I'm excited.
Here's the thing. I think it was just like an all-around plan with all of them. It wasn't as if Caroline was off to go and find the stake herself.
She was just part of the plan to keep her
distracted. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think.
There we go.
But yeah, you know what? The thing that I felt when Tyler and Caroline met in the woods, this episode was very, like, it was very soapy. Mm-hmm. It was very, like, with the music. And by the way, I liked it. But with that moment, I was like, okay, this is, like, a pretty soapy episode we've got here.
And there was something with the direction the entire episode. They were really reliant on those, like, extreme close-ups.
Yeah.
Like, every scene, it would just cut to, like, in their face. And they've never shot the show like that before in such extreme close-up for such a prolonged amount of time. That I was like, this is a very weird style choice that whoever directed this episode went with.
They do. And actually, it's funny you say they'd never done it before. They did, because we commented it. But they only did it with one character, and it's funny because you mentioned it on it was Rick, and I remember we commented because it was really awkward beginning of this season. They were doing that on Rick's face, and I wonder why him.
Yeah, but they were
doing it with everybody
this week. Everyone got the
director Chris Grismer. Let's
the
see if
close
he
up treatment.
Yeah,
let's see if he directed any.
I was a little disappointed with the whole Caroline Tyler thing. I wanted more. They didn't really give it to us.
Yeah, I don't know.
They took it away from us at the end.
Yeah, so quickly. I knew that was coming.
Did you?
Yeah,
I had to.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was going to be so soon.
What I just don't understand is why did she have that that
next to her bed.
Yeah.
On her bedside table. Yeah.
Well,
I thought, do you know what would have been, I don't know, I kind of want him to find the bracelet.
That's what I thought.
I thought he was going to, because then I would be like, okay, he's, it is, it kind of has like the creepiness if it's the drawing of her. It seems more sentimental, but for a guy, I feel as if it would have brought out more of a just huge reaction. If, like, this other guy is giving your girl a diamond bracelet.
Bracelet. She has a dress from him.
Exactly. Like, all this stuff she has from him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I understand why they did the drawing because it's
weird.
Meaningful, I think.
Maybe this is something that's going to unfold. You know what I mean? He finds the picture. Sure, now it's kind of like weird. So it's like, well, maybe it was just something creepy. Maybe she did have something for him. Mm-hmm. And for me, here's the biggest thing when you get caught in a lie. It's like, and the same thing, Elena gets caught in this all the time too. But it's like, you really didn't have feelings for him. Then just be like, well, it was a part of a ploy. I tried to seduce him. Clearly he fell head over heels. Who wouldn't? I'm Carol. Like, this is the mentality she should have. But instead, do you have feelings for him? Because
if it was part of a ploy, why would you keep it? Why would you keep it on your nightstand? I mean, that would have been.
Because I think there is a part of her. Yeah, obviously she knows he's evil. Obviously, she'd be right with all of them trying to kill him. I feel as if
it weren't for Tyler.
If it weren't for Tyler, but at the same time, like, remember that scene where he was telling her like, you can travel around the world. Mm-hmm. You can see the world. You can. And I think that's in the back of her mind because she said in response to that, like, I've never been anywhere.
Right.
And I think she kind of sees this. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, Tyler could take her around the world. He went freaking rock mountain climbing.
Appalachian Mountains. I don't know that anyone wants to be taken on a trip.
Yeah. Good vacation spot.
To Appalachia. And I do think there is some sort of side feeling towards Klaus, because in those scenes he was very actually charming, and as much as she like tries to pretend that he wasn't because of
didn't she describe him as charming in the Tyler scene?
Yeah. She said he was trying to be charming or something like that. She was trying to play it off, but I do think that he did sort of get under her skin more than she wants to admit. Mm-hmm. And I do think that building up towards the end of the season, now that Tyler is back and now that their fates are so intertwined, that it's going to be a much bigger deal because either both of them go away or none of them go away because they're linked so closely to each other.
And Kat
Grimm, she can't get rid of one.
In an interview last week, I believe it was, revealed that there's going to be a huge death on the show. And
Alaric.
Well, I'm thinking that. But
he already signed on to another pilot.
I know. I understand that. But I think, I don't know, like, that's kind of obvious to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm expecting
Bonnie.
I don't think it's Bonnie, though. I don't think they can kill her off this season. It would be huge and shocking, but I just think you're killing all the witches off the show. Where are we going to go from there? I don't think this season yet. But we'll get into that prediction. So let's move on to our damn little. Well, actually, before we do this, let me just say this, guys. We are teaming up with Amazon, and we need some help from you guys. If you have like vampire teeth or just something that you want to purchase, and you do it online, I don't know. Maybe you want to read the next Vampire Diaries season or purchase the Vampire Diaries season. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com and there's an Amazon link on it. Click that link and purchase it through Amazon. Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. It helps us out. Helps us get
it's
more.
It's nothing more expensive for you.
No. It just helps us out. So if you love us.
And you're already going to shop from Amazon anyway.
And why wouldn't you?
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
And you're sitting on our website because you're there all the time.
So as a matter of fact.
Click the link, open in a new tab so you don't have to shut us.
Like, let's help the world. Go to Bing, type in AfterBuzz TV, click that link. When it opens up, after you're done watching us, click the Amazon link.
And a new tab. And make your purchase. One-stop shopping.
Just do it.
And it's all done.
After you guys subscribe to us on iTunes and comment. Did you write that down? Bing, AfterBuzz, Amazon,
iTunes.
Okay.
So, Damon and Stefan. Is that where we're going?
No, Stefan and Rick.
Stefan and Rick.
Well, yeah. Stefan and Rick.
Forget Damon right now because he opened up a can of worms tonight. Stefan and Rick. I don't like the two of them together. I thought it was an awkward scene. We're so used to Damon and Rick.
They don't play off each other well.
And there was also, I mean, I don't know if it was just me, but there was some, the dialogue was very confusing in the scene when they were talking about Rick's alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
Because up until now, we had all sort of thought that he was sort of possessed by this woman. Mm-hmm. And now they started referring to it as a he. And I was like, who are they talking about right now? Because it's so long.
Because here's what I was, because at one point in that little sequence, I looked over to Jesse and I was like, are they talking about Damon? And he said, no, they're talking about his alter ego. And then they were saying, okay, so they're talking about his alter ego. But it's like they're talking about him very abstractly. It's really confusing. But they've also been talking about like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And that's what that was. Mm-hmm. It's just
And I think they chose Stefan because, I don't know, the way I was taking it was...
They chose Stefan so David and Elena could go off together.
Well, no, that too, but even deeper than that, I mean...
Because it also reflects what's going on in Stefan.
Yeah, that's true.
With him trying to control his Mr. Hyde as you...
I mean, that part made sense. It was just, I don't know if it was done poorly or them as actors bounce off each other.
There was just something about... The dialogue was very obtuse.
It was confusing. It was just weird. It wasn't, they didn't explain it. And because also in the past, they have referenced is when they're talking about his alter ego, they literally say, my alter ego, the other side of me. They don't refer to him like as a different person. Thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the 12 steps in recovery is admitting. So maybe like with Stefan, you know, he had to admit what his addiction was, and this is kind of admitting with Rick, you know what, this isn't fully something else. This is actually a piece of me, a part of me. Or is that him giving into it and becoming it by saying it isn't?
I also, in those weird scenes, those really awkward scenes, I really had this feeling that it was going to be the alter ego the entire time. I was like, that didn't come, but I was expecting it. I was like, he's already changed. I was like, he's already changed.
Yeah,
I was
doing that too. Here's the thing.
When he brought him the liquor, I was like, he's already evil.
No. But by the way, I think, I don't know if that was done
on purpose.
I don't think it was. And I think if they hadn't done all those close-ups, it wouldn't have seemed like that.
It was being directed in a way to make us think we were supposed to notice something that I don't think was there.
Yeah.
And that's why
because when you're like an avid TV watcher, you pick up on like clues and like, okay, they're doing this because of something. Like that's always, and so you do that and you watch it and you think that and then none of that.
Here's the thing. I think we didn't see really an automatic switch. We didn't see a switch.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a gradual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather seen, okay, two punches. Like, okay, he's taunting him. I kind of got the taunting him to hit him harder and then got that. But it was just too drawn out.
Mm-hmm. But was it drawn? I don't know, because part of me thinks it was drawn out. They're showing the strength of this character, because for him to say, you know, the best place for him to hide is where no one can see him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's trying to hide the stake from them. So I actually was even surprised that he came out. I almost thought that he wasn't going to come out this whole episode. Hmm. But yeah, so then Klaus and Rebecca are a part of this.
Yeah.
Wanting to find where the stake is. And let's just get into Rebecca really quickly.
Okay, can I go?
I love Rebecca,
and I've been saying it from day one of Rebecca. I've always loved Rebecca. I love her to death. And I felt so bad for her at the beginning of this episode.
With Matt.
Like, she's so excited. And that's, like, her whole thing is she's never been able to live a normal life. Yeah. And, like, that's all she wanted.
And every time we've ever seen her get close to it, it's always
some
ploy.
When Elena literally stabbed her in the back, like, all she wanted to do was to go to the homecoming dance. Like, she... And then, so it was, like, really cute. I thought she looked gorgeous in this episode, by the way.
Well, I think she
she's absolutely stunning. But when she like had that little smile on her face, like after Matt dropped her off, I was like, yeah. Oh my God, like, well, how could you not?
Like, and then again, it was just like with the whole mom thing, Esther comes back yeah. and, you know, explains how she's dying. And it's like, bitch, you killed your daughter, turned her yeah. into a vampire. And now, like, she explains to you, like, Mom, I've never lived. Like,
yeah.
And you go into her.
I know.
So now this girl isn't even, now she's going to the dance
next
week. By
the way, none of us saw that coming.
Not at all.
None of us saw that. That was a good twist.
That was.
It was a good twist. Here's the thing that I'm confused. Because Esther's body is dead. Because Esther died.
Mm-hmm.
Is the actual Rebecca dead?
That's what, yeah, I...
Because
or is she in there
when,
also?
Because when Klaus went into Alaric, Alaric was like, it just felt like I was sleeping for 3 days.
Yeah. And I think that that is what it's going to be.
Yeah, because, well, also, yeah, they had to, like, completely put Klaus's body to, like, rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, remember he was in, like, a box or something like that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So... Maybe the actual Rebecca isn't
I don't think
dead.
She's dead.
Good, because I love her.
No, and I love her too, and I think she's definitely going to come back, because yeah. I think, I don't know, I really think that they're going to play with Matt and Rebecca for a little bit.
Yeah. I think they're going to play, and even maybe if Elena makes a choice that Jesse doesn't approve of, maybe play with Rebecca and Stefan.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe.
But I like what they're doing with her and Matt, though.
I do like it.
It actually makes me more intrigued in Matt.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, of course, yeah. It gives Matt something to do.
Well, that and just, I don't know, like, this is actually... Other
and
than,
he's, like, kind of charming in this. Like, there's yeah. something... There's something
she that, deserves him.
There's yeah. something that the actor is bringing to it now that I don't think we've seen him do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because he hasn't been given the chance, or maybe just because he hasn't cared enough because he's had nothing to do, but he's like bringing something different now.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. And there is this extra charm where you're like, okay, I get why mm-hmm. Elena dated this guy. I get yeah. what's right. going on here.
And
it's weird that we didn't even see that when he was with Caroline, when he was yeah. like charming Caroline.
Well, we did a little bit.
A little
we
bit, but not to this. Was.
No, level, but I think yeah. we're also looking at how charming he is because we feel so bad. We have feelings
yeah,
for Rebecca.
Yeah.
And we want something like that's a normal life for her.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. know, and it's almost like what we want for Caroline. We want her to have this happy relationship because it's what she's always wanted. And I don't know. I really,
really
like it.
Because I kind of want to see Caroline and Klaus do it.
Okay, I can't. I do not want that to happen at all. I think that would just take it to places that we just don't need to go.
Speaking of those types of places, tonight, is that our transition into...
So, I mean, Damon and Elena go on like a field trip to go get Jeremy, which, go Jeremy. I must say. I must say. So they go get Jeremy, who is waiting for his best friend, his new friend.
His new
Cole.
BFF, Cole.
To come. And how the hell is Cole and Klaus a step ahead of them?
Yeah.
Well, especially with the Mary situation.
Yeah, that part I didn't understand. We knew that Cole was there already. That wasn't like a surprise yeah. for Cole to be in Colorado, because they showed us last time that he was filming Jeremy. So we knew that, yeah. that he was there. But the Mary thing, I really didn't understand how they would have been there, except for the fact that Klaus already knew that they were trying to figure out their bloodline. And
so maybe he did.
And they know them.
Yeah.
As Cole said, they all knew Mary. They knew
yeah.
that one of them turned her, so they would have gone for her.
Right.
So it sort of makes sense that once Stefan let Klaus know what was going on and that these bloodlines would all die, that they would become aware and they would know what they were doing. But it was a little bit like, they're always, like, there's, it's like, you can never win. Like, how yeah. how do we ever win these
yeah.
people?
No, they never do.
And so, I mean, to me, the obvious step from here is getting Jeremy in there to talk to Mary. To
but they don't. They didn't have any connection to Mary.
Yeah, no one...
No one knew her.
Well, Damon knew her. Damon said he had slept with her.
Really?
When they were walking through the house, and he said she was creepy, and he said something else, and he alluded to the fact that he had hooked up with her, and Elena was like, really? And he was like, I said she was creepy, not ugly.
Oh.
So, yeah. So Damon said he knew her.
Okay. And then, I mean, maybe if Rose can be a part and help in some way and they can pull something. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if Jeremy's standing in front of the dead body of somebody, that's kind of a connection
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can pull. Come on, Vampire. You guys have pulled from a lot of things. Let's pull from that because we need to get a step ahead of these freaking originals. I'm kind of over being a step behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Damon and Elena.
Okay, damn it. Go ahead, talk about it. Jesus.
Okay. I squealed.
All right, I mean, here's the thing. I agree with what Rose is saying, because we've said this. I do believe in it. I think that Damon and Elena do have that love that grows, and that's a beautiful yeah. thing. You know, but then Rose also mentioned the other side that of it why Stefan's good and why mm-hmm. Damon's good, and it could be the best thing or the worst thing.
Yeah.
And Stefan's kind of the safer choice when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. What do we think that this is going to? Do we think that Elena is... And sometimes we're attracted to someone because we know it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Does right. that make it work?
I think that's part of the reason Elena's attracted. Obviously, I think... one of the reasons she has to be, but it was what I never thought of really. Like when she said, she was like, you sabotage, why do you always do this? Every time there's a bump in the road, you mess it up. Like, why do you do that? And you can tell, I feel as if she didn't have like true feelings, she wouldn't even ask that.
Yeah.
Like she wouldn't have cared.
She wouldn't even care.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's been following him for how long? Because he's his brother, but...
Wait.
She's been following...
No, not Rose. I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about Elena. Meaning she's been with Stefan. She's always known about Damon through Stefan. Yeah. And so here it is now, the confusing part where it's like, well, he is a part of Stefan, so she has such a strong love to Stefan, then Stefan screwed it up, so then the love kind of switches over... Because, well, Damon is here, and you guys are very similar now, and, well, why shouldn't I like Damon? Because technically you guys are the same. You both switch back and forth, but maybe Damon actually is the good one. So, I mean, I see where she's confused in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really, and they're laying in bed, and the hand goes
down. By the way, the laying in bed, it went back to our direction comment before. It was too many back and forth. It was too many like of her watching him like sitting there and then looking like it was romantic. Like I liked the sequence, but I didn't think it needed
as many like cuts.
Yeah, as many cuts. And like I understand why the director would want to build a moment up like this, because it was a huge moment.
Oh, and it was like icing the cake. It was like cue the hand, cue her walking out, cue the wind, cue the Florence, cue the Florence in the machine, cue the kiss.
Yeah,
it was just like cue Jeremy.
Yeah,
like it was
why
just,
they should have been outside in the rain. Like that was all that was missing. Yeah. Was like her wet hair like sticking to her face, and he like pulls a piece off of it. Like that was all that was missing from that. But I did like the hand. I think of all of that. Yeah. The hand-holding thing was, like, my favorite
part. Me too. I do agree.
I did like that part.
And I almost kind of wish that they just kind of left it at that. I mean, I know you guys were like, when the kiss happened, you guys were like,
great.
Yeah.
But that was really cute because it was like they're in the room with Jeremy. Yeah. She, like, doesn't know, but she kind of knows, and she reaches down for it. It was cute.
I liked it because... it showed that there's more than just, like, lust
and passion between them. It's not just, like, this, she wants to jump his awesome body.
Well.
Because I wouldn't run away from that six-pack.
Let me ask you, are we just as confused as Elena?
I think we are a little bit. Like, and I think that's, like, kind of the great part of it and why people love it.
Right.
Is because.
There's no clear answer.
Yeah. Like. We know if Elena were to be with Stefan, we know exactly why.
Right.
We don't know exactly why she would be with Damon or
actually,
if
I kind of disagree.
Work.
I actually look at it totally opposite. I think I know exactly why she would want to be with Damon, because exactly what Rose said, and Rose laid it right on the table. They both don't know with each other. It's dangerous to go that way, but there's something about that they open up in each other. What does Stefan, really, when it comes down to it... Stefan gives so much to Elena.
But here's
the thing. And Elena just gives her innocence to Stefan.
Yeah. Here's the thing with... It's like, if Elena's with Stefan, we kind of know always know what that relationship's going to be. Do you know what I'm saying? We've seen it. We know, okay, she's going to do this. This is how he's going to react.
He's always going to save her.
He's always going to save her. He's always going to
be
this.
Sort of stable.
It's exactly. That was the word I was looking for. If with Damon and Elena, it's always push and pull, push and pull, push and pull,
right,
which makes it great.
And I also feel like they're more of a team.
Who, Stefan? No, and Damon and Elena. Yeah.
Which I do like in a relationship. I like when two people can be a team.
Right.
Yeah. Versus
and,
like...
Where she's like always the damsel in distress for Stefan. And she gives Stefan the sense of purpose to make him a hero. But in the other one, she's sort of like the one saving Damon a lot of the time, I think.
That's true, actually.
But what I think, and I don't know, I may be the only one on this, but I think what I've always seen been more interested in the relationship between Damon and Elena, probably because... what the actors bring. I think there's just this better, like, chemistry. Obviously, because
well, they
are...
They're dating in real life.
In love in real life. And, yeah. So
definitely comes through on camera.
So I think that that's what's always sort of, like, pulled me more in that direction because it feels so much, like, more truthful and more real because it is.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's always worked more for me. And I do sort of like, you know, because we know... who Stefan is. There's we know who he is, even though he's gone through this last season and a half of going dark and trying to find himself again. We know that when he finds himself, we know what it will be.
Yeah.
But Damon has consistently always been this sort of like unfolding flower.
And he's a wild card.
Right. And it's like, it's this thing that's like still blooming and you don't really know what it's going to be at the end, but she's the one who's making it bloom. And so it's more exciting to watch her do that for him.
It's almost like Damon's more human.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I like. I think it just makes the entire show more exciting when there is the back and forth between Damon and Elena, because then you see a side of Stefan that isn't content, that isn't going back and forth, and isn't going back and forth. Yeah, exactly. So if Elena and Stefan are together, it's very just like, it's content.
Right.
And they are content. And it's just like
the death of a TV show.
Yeah.
You don't want
them up against the world.
That's it.
Yeah.
But can we go on, if it was to go on for 7 seasons, could we go on with this triangle, love triangle?
I mean, no. I don't think that it can go on very much longer.
Well, here's the thing.
Really?
Not the show, but...
No, I'm talking about the triangle.
Well, there was...
So what's the lifeline? Before we get into anything else, what would you say is the lifeline of the triangle before a decision has to be made?
Well... Can I say?
Can you really
do
that with
I don't know if I want to say this. They say that she will make a decision season.
Did say that.
That she will, and like a lot of the speculation, they did this in the original 90210, which I was not a part of, but I've heard people say this, that she chooses herself. She chooses neither of them.
Mm. And I've always sort of seen that's where this.
So they,
really?
I have a feeling that might. I wouldn't be surprised if...
Unless she decides to turn, I don't see her choosing either of them because she'll eventually grow up and realize she can't have a life with them that she wants to have. She can't have kids. She can't have a family because she's going to age and they won't. And she'll, unless she decides to stay or age, she's going to age past them. And then what does she have?
Here's what I think could... I think the only way to keep the love triangle going is when she makes her decision.
It's Stefan.
No, it's Damon. Because with Damon, it's back and forth.
Yeah.
It's back and forth. You don't know what's going to happen.
If it's
Stefan, they're just there.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I think in the end, it might be Damon. And so right now they're giving us this juice where we're like, yes, we knew she wanted Damon. And obviously all the fans want Damon and Elena. So if they go with, if she does say, you know what, if Damon screws something up next week and she says, you know what, I'm sticking with Stefan, and then we see her and Stefan working their relationship back out, that gives us another season for them to fuck up or screw up, or even if she chooses herself, then it causes the whole next season about the brothers going back and forth and who's going to get her.
I think that's the way it would go. If there is a decision made, I think that would be... Because I don't see... We're on episode 19, there's going to be, 22, 23? I don't see a way for her to realistically choose Stefan by the end of the season, where they are.
Yeah.
Where she and Stefan are in their relationship, there's no way that in three episodes we would believably think that she would pick him. So if she's making a decision and it's not to try something with Damon, I think that it would, by the end of the season, it would be to be alone, and then the next season is about both of them fighting for her.
Yeah.
And leading towards her ultimate decision, which I do actually think will be Damon.
Yeah.
In the long run, if she decides to pick a vampire.
Okay.
Which, now, all right, so I guess, I mean, that was pretty much the episode, because I have a lot to, like, go into predictions.
Yeah, we'll go.
So, we're gonna head to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll head into predictions.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What do you want to buzz about? All right, so before we get into predictions, again, guys, if you guys are doing any online shopping, Bing AfterBuzz TV, go to our website, click the Amazon link, and make a purchase through that. Does not cost you any more money, just helps us here at AfterBuzz out. Please do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So our coasters that we have here makes me want to make, like, waffles. Really bad. And I hate waffles, but it just gives me that.
How do you hate waffles? Who are you?
I don't know. It's really weird.
Who
I have
are
a thing
you?
With syrup.
Do you like pancakes?
No.
Oh.
I actually would eat waffle over pancake. But anyways.
Okay.
Anyways. All right. So let's just break this down in categories.
Okay.
First,
can I?
What do we think is going to happen with Caroline Tyler? What do we think is going to happen with Tyler? Do we think Tyler might be the one killed?
Well, here's,
or might kill Klaus? Do you
I
think Tyler might do that?
I have a question. Might. I do know Michael Trevino has already signed on for season 4.
Okay, well, there's their answer.
I'm pretty sure. First of all, because Tyler is also a werewolf, if they
might
kill Klaus,
him?
May not affect him.
Do you think, like, maybe he'll
just become a werewolf.
Vampire side will just be dormant or whatever? And,
and I'm wondering, not werewolf. Only just because the werewolf... I'm wondering if because it also is tied to Elena's bloodline. Because in order for them to have been... Elena needs to stay alive.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I know.
Yeah, I get that. Because Elena's blood's in the mix and right. and having turned him into a hybrid. So I do think that there are ways for them to get around killing Klaus and not killing
Because the two choices
Tyler.
With Klaus is either he has to stay alive... Because they don't want to kill Tyler off, or they have to kill him. I mean, because Klaus is... I don't ever see Klaus ever being good on this show.
No. But I think that's why they'll keep him, because you always need a villain.
I'm kind of ready for a new one.
Yeah, I am too. Like, I feel like... Mm-hmm. I mean, like we said this week when we saw him threatening to kill everyone that Stefan loves, like, so one of us said, how many times has he said this?
I said
like,
it, yeah.
How many times can we just sit here week after week and listen to Klaus make that empty threat?
Yeah.
Like, either he needs to start actually killing people and becoming the villain that we kind of want, because he's been this villain in name only for the past, like, what, 7 episodes? He's been really, like, his mom came in and he was almost, like, the hero because we were trying to keep him alive.
Right.
And so he's really... been sort of neutered as a character, and so either they need to bring him to an actual villain status and make him go insane and quit trying to humanize him or get rid of him.
Which, by the way, if Caroline chooses Tyler, that's what could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've
well, I really do, I have a, I just have this thing that it's going to end up being Tyler killing Klaus, and we're all going to be like, and Tyler doesn't die. Because of that, so one of those things, with a werewolf or Elena. Okay, let's talk about.
Can we talk about 20s dance at one point?
Yep. Well, because that's so that's in for next week. But let's go in the categories. What do we think's happening with Rick's character? Do we think he's going to be the death? I want to know who's going to be the death, the big death. It's got to come up soon.
I think. Well, here's the thing. When he signed on to the pilot, Julie Plec was like, "They will be able to get him." For guest starring, so he will be able to pop in and out. That's what.
So could be talking to Jeremy or.
Or it could be what they're saying to throw you off.
That he's dying. Because, of course, once everybody knew he was being cast, they were like,
he's dying.
What the fuck? Vampire Diaries, he's dying. And so she said.
And also, I mean, even if he dies, he could always become a ghost. So there's like so many opportunities. Yeah. Like, I think that in the world of Vampire Diaries, when you die, you're not dead.
I won't be shocked though, because it's almost like his character is dying because this alter ego is draining him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll almost be more shocking if he overcomes and beats the character.
I sort of see the way to get rid of him is not dying, but once this whole thing is over and they figure out how to get him unpossessed or whatever he is that he sort of is like, I'm done with Mystic Falls, like I came here and all this shit has happened to me, and I'm just leaving, like I don't want to be here anymore. And that sort of puts us in a position where Elena has to deal with another parent figure, like leaving her life, not dying, because that would just be way too tragic to make her consistently go through that.
But here's the thing too, we do know the season finale, can I say this?
Yep.
Season finale is going to include a flashback of when her parents died.
Okay, that would be interesting.
Of the Wickery Bridge, so that could be a parallel.
Ooh.
Also, about the death, one thing that Esther said kind of struck me when she was like, now that Abby has died, my like connection has weakened.
Mm-hmm.
If Bonnie dies, it's gone completely.
Gone. Ooh. Hmm. But Maybe because I was actually going to say they can't really kill off Bonnie, because I would think that Bonnie would be able to separate the two to keep Rebecca. And I feel like Klaus would hold Bonnie captive to do something.
Here's the thing. Just throwing this out here. Bonnie wasn't in this episode. Did you miss her?
Yes.
Really?
Here's why I missed her. Exactly what you just said. I'm really over the. I don't want to say this because it's called Vampire Diaries. I'm just kind of over the vampires. I want a new creature. I want a new magical
something. Here's the
thing.
But we've seen witches. It's like
But we're getting rid of them completely.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If Bonnie's still there, it's like, okay, Bonnie saves the day with a spell.
Right.
I think
and
we've
if they
just
got rid
seen
of that, there'd be the room in the show to bring a different thing into it.
So what do you think's happened at this roaring 20s dance?
Elena takes Stefan, and there's a picture of her crying in his arms.
Oh.
Why? She tells him that she picks Damon?
Yeah. She tells him that they're
or
hot
she finds
makeout
out Rick's
against
dead.
It.
Oh, the ice I don't machine. Think that.
Ooh, no, she's not telling. Or Jeremy's going to get it.
Jeremy's going to.
But I think Jeremy's
on board.
On board.
After that,
Rose
talk.
Might have pulled him up. All right, guys. So we will be back next week. Thank God.
Thank God.
And thank the writers over at damn CW or producers over at CW. But until next week, thank you guys for joining us. iTunes people, subscribe, comment, rate. Hit us up on YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J,
at Billy Nellis _ duh,
at M Harbert.
And make sure you guys tweet us at AfterBuzz TV and follow us on Facebook. Until next week, peace.
Good night.
Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.